Mitzachas Bavakama Perishat Mishnah Vav. Nasan lo et hakeren, velo nasan lo et hachomet. The Mishnah is talking about somebody that steals money or an object from somebody else, and then he makes a shvua shaker, he swears that he did not steal from him, and then he admits that he did steal from him. The din is he has to give back the keren, the principal, plus a chomesh, an additional fifth, since he made a shvua shaker. And we saw in the previous Mishnah that if the person he stole the money from lives very far away, still the person who stole has to go after him and give him back the money wherever the person is. Now the Mishnah says, if the ganav had already given back the keren, the principal, but has not yet given the chomesh, the additional fifth that the Torah is mechayev, and since he made a shvua shaker, or machalo ala keren, velo machalo ala chomesh. The nigzal, the person who was stolen from, was mochel him on the principal, is not mechayev him to give back the principal, but was not mochel him for the chomesh. He is mechayev him to give the additional fifth. Machalo al zeh ba'al zeh chutz mitachas mishavah pruta bekeren eno tzarech leilech acharav. Or the nigzal was mochel him on both the keren and the chomesh, excluding a pachas mishavah pruta of the keren, which the nigzal does want back. In these three cases, the goslin would not have to go all the way after the nigzal and give him back the money, as that which we said, that the goslin has to go after the nigzal and give him back the money, that's only if the goslin owes at least a shavah pruta worth of the keren of the principal. But in these cases, he is not chayev a shavah pruta of the keren, so therefore, he does not have to go all the way after. Nasan lo et hachomesh, velo nasan lo et hakeren. If the goslin had given the nigzal, the chomesh, the additional fifth, but had not yet given the keren, the principal, machalo ala chomesh velo machalo ala keren. The nigzal was mochel on the chomesh, but was not mochel for the keren. He does want the keren to be returned to him. Machalo al zeh ba'al zeh chutz mishavah pruta b'keren tzarech leilech acharav. Or if the nigzal was mochel on both the keren and the chomesh, excluding a shavah pruta worth of the keren, the goslin would have to go after him, even if the nigzal is very far away. Since in these three cases, the goslin owes the nigzal at least a shavah pruta worth of the keren. Mesachas Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Nasan lo et hakeren, v'nishba lo ala chumash. The Mishnah is talking about where somebody stole something from somebody else, and then he made a shvua sheker, he swore that he didn't steal it, and then he was motor, he admitted that he really did steal it, and the din is he has to give back the keren, the principal, plus a chomesh, an additional fifth, the Torah is mechayev to give the nigzal. Now the Mishnah says, if he gives the nigzal, the keren, the principal, and doesn't give back the chomesh, and the nigzal says, where's my chomesh, and he makes a shvua that he already gave it back, harezem mishalim chomesh achomesh. He then admits that he really never did give the chomesh to the nigzal, so now he has to pay a chomesh ala chomesh, a fifth on that fifth, and since he made a shvua shaker on the chomesh, he has to pay back the original chomesh, which in this case would be called a keren, plus another fifth, a fifth of that fifth, the Torah would be mechayev him, ad sheyitmaid hakeren pachas mishavah pruta, until the keren, the principal, becomes less than a shavah pruta, meaning, if this scenario continues to repeat itself, that after he makes the shvua shaker on the chomesh, he gives back the original chomesh, but claims that he gave back already the chomesh on the chomesh, and then he makes the shvua shaker, and then he admits, so again, he would pay a chomesh ala chomesh, and he would continue to do this until the keren, meaning the original chomesh, the chomesh that he's making a shvua on, becomes less than a shavah pruta, then he would not have to pay a chomesh ala chomesh, so the Torah is not mechayev him to pay a chomesh if he made a shvua on something that's less than a shavah pruta. V'chein b'pikarim. This din, if somebody that makes a shvua shaker has to pay the keren and the chomesh, would also be true if he makes a shvua shaker on a pikarim. Somebody gave him an object to watch over, and then when the person wanted the object back, he claims he already gave it back to him, or he never received it from him, and he makes a shvua shaker, he also would have to pay a keren and a chomesh. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'pikadon o b'tumas yad. If he makes a shvua on a pikadon or on a tumas yad, that means a loan, o begezel, or he makes a shvua on something that he stole, o asha, es amiso, or he cheated his friend, meaning his friend did work for him and he owes his friend money, and he makes a shvua that he already gave it to him, o masa aveda v'kicheshba, Benishbal Sheker. Or he found an object, and he denied finding it, and he made the shvuah Sheker. He claimed he never found it. Harei zeh mishalem keren b'chomesh ba'asam. The person who made the shvuah Sheker would have to pay the principal, plus a chomesh, an additional fifth, plus an asam. He has to bring a korban asam so that he should have forgiveness for the avera that he did. Heichan pikdona amar lo avad. Somebody gave something to somebody else to watch. And then when he asked him, where is my pikdon? Please give back my pikdon. The guy said, it is lost. He demanded that the person take a shvua that it is really lost. He didn't just steal it. And he says, amen. He agreed to take a shvua. He takes the shvua of Edom, Edom Oso, Sha'achlu. And the Edom Armeid that he actually ate the pikdon in the case where the pikdon was some sort of food. Mishalem Heron. He would pay the principal, but he would not have to pay a chomesh in this case, as the Torah is only mechayev a chomesh if the person is moda, admits that he swore falsely, as opposed to this case, he never admitted it. The Edom were mad, so he only has to pay a principal. Hoze me'atzmo mishalein karen v'chomesh v'ashem. But if the person is moda on his own, there are no Edom, he admits that he swore falsely, then the Torah would be mechayev him to pay the karen, the principal, plus an additional chomesh, plus he has to bring a korban asher.